I'm 235-ish. You're what? How much you weigh now?
He doesn't have a mic in front of him. Can you
can
wait?
Tell me.
This whole,
oh, you're about to
this whole Red Zone radio. No. You come up here.
Stand.
Let us handle the technical aspects of the radio show.
Okay.
Let Michael make plays in the end zone. You sit in the middle and execute Red Zone radio.
All right.
Do you guys even know each other?
We met once at the NFL alumni tournament.
Okay, well,
and I know his uncle that's a like FBI agent cop or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Michael played at Notre Dame.
Yep.
You may have heard of the Fighting Irish.
Yeah.
Now, Ron legitimately, Ron Johnson. What's up, Michael? How you
what's
doing?
Up?
Good to see you. Thanks nice for joining the show.
Yes.
Michael Floyd, 9 to noon. Ron legitimately, if you break down the stats from his career at the University of Minnesota, it can be argued he's the greatest receiver in the history of that school. Now, you went to Notre Dame, where you may look at that program as a little junior college-ish, but I'd like you not to for the sake of this bit. He had better stats than Eric Decker, and Eric Decker's a really good NFL receiver, so, I mean, that's what Ron did in college.
He's a beast.
No, I remember my Holy Angels, because you had, what's his name is out here now from Shakopee. Was he your coach?
Who?
The coach from Holy Angels. You went to Holy Angels, right? No, you went to Crete.
I went to Crete.
What do you think? We got Larry Fitzgerald
on
the team?
No, I thought both of them went to Holy Angels for some reason. So you went to Crete.
Nah, man.
Okay. So you had the other. Okay.
Hey.
And Jerry Mackin wasn't your equipment guy back then, was he?
Jerry Mackin was my wide receiver coach.
Oh, he was. He was the receiver coach.
Yes.
So how well you know Joe Mauer?
You know, after hearing that Jerry Mackin was his receivers coach, I have more respect for him because he had to become great with one of the best fullback.
How
he
can
wasn't
you,
a receiver.
How can you possibly
fullback.
Have any more respect for him than
because
when he was
created,
out on the field?
He created himself in high school.
You said he, you've already
not know
radio
much about
show,
receiver.
Said he's a better red zone receiver than Rob Gronkowski.
I think he can be. Like he, I said to Shermer, he's on Saturday when I host my show.
Yeah.
He's going to be in my top 10 for
right.
red zone threats 2017. 1,000 catch or 1,000 yards in 1 point. He's 6'3", what, 230 pounds?
224.
I mean, that's a big body. He can post any DB up in the NFL. Shermer knows that. Bradford's accurate. Rudolph is going to take the attention away where the backers can't come over the top or the safety.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, it's going to Rudolph. So you put those two on the same side, you pick your poison. So
that
that's
all,
why I think he
that
will
That all
be.
Sound good?
That sounds great.
Sounds like you're sitting next to a combo of Bruce Arians, North Turner, and Pat Shermer, right? Michael, the overused cliche that we hear in sports frequently is chip on the shoulder. Where I got a chip on my shoulder, I didn't get this cash, this happened, that happened. With some things that went transpired for you with Arizona, and then how it ended, then New England, then the postseason, got a ring through that, then an offseason, now you're here. I mean, legitimately, when I watch you play out there, you play with that cliche chip on your shoulder because even though you're a first-round pick, correct me if I'm wrong, you feel like you still have something to prove, right?
Yeah, I think I go out here every day and I feel like I have something to prove. Obviously things didn't go the way that I wanted it to go. But I always feel like there's a reason for that. There's a reason for, why things happen. And, I'm fine at the position that I am now, but, I go out there every single day and try to get better and, show myself and, show this, whole league, that I'm a top 10 wide receiver.
That 2015, that weird 2015 late season game on that Thursday night against the Vikings, remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, the Vikings rolled in there with Terrence Newman at safety. I mean, and you guys probably knew it on a short week into the game. The Vikings were really battered that game, remember?
Oh, yeah. They didn't have, I don't think Harrison Smith played.
No.
A lot of the guys that played.
Barr was
didn't
out.
Play either. So,
yeah.
I think we kind of took advantage of some of the things that we had out there on offense, and it worked for us.
And that was, I followed you all your career. I think you might have had a touchdown in that game. I think Larry may have paved the way for you with, some of the greatest run-blocking wide receiver stuff I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, he did, for
yeah.
sure.
And then you, I think, paved the way for somebody else on another play to get into the end zone. But I, in following your career from afar, I've always really appreciated your willingness to run-block and be a tough guy away from the ball. Where, seriously, not every wide receiver does that, but it's important to you, right?
I think you got to just be an all-around wide receiver. I mean, that's what I kind of want to be. I don't want to be known as just a pass-catching touchdowns. And, you want to be that guy when you have a good running back in the backfield that, your one block can spring him for, an 80-yard touchdown instead of, a 10-yard game.
Yeah, man, and big receivers, man, we're known for being dogs, being able to take a DB, throw him to the ground, cut block. Sometimes it's seen frowned upon, but you do the dirty things. You get out there, like you said, in red zone, you can be one by one off the tight end, and you still can block a linebacker because you're big enough. But looking at all of that, Larry Fitzgerald, you played with him. You're now probably the oldest receiver in this meeting room. What have you been able to take from Larry and bring to this group here?
I think I have the most experience, you know, on the field. But, I've learned from him, and I kind of feel like it's, you know, my duty to kind of bring it upon what I know, my experience, to the younger guys on this team. And I think you learn a lot, you know, in one-on-one, you know, how to get off of, the DB and what moves you can use. They're all different because there's a lot of different guys who are small and short, strong, you know, not strong. But, for the short guys, you got to use your speed. Like, you can't be dancing around all day. That's what he wants you to do. As for me, I can kind of bully my way through, but I try not to dance either.
And you have an opportunity to lead this team in yak. You know, after contact, I've watched you. You're big, you're strong, you're willing to stiff arm, you're willing to run guys over. How are you preparing yourself mentally? Because Diggs is more of a dink and dunk. He can make people miss. Thielen's just kind of an all-around Jordy Nelson-type receiver. But you can be that guy that can get, 10 yards after a 5-yard catch for a first down. How are you kind of mentally taking yourself this season, knowing that you could be that guy?
I'm just trying to go out here every single day and get better. That's what I'm trying to do, and trying to help this team make big plays. I think that's why they brought me in here, my experience, and to help this deep threat attack, and bring my experience in here and do a good job doing it.
What was it like working with Bruce Arians, a very well-respected offensive mind?
It was great because he loved to throw the ball. But also,
even to David Johnson, right?
Oh, yeah. But also, if you didn't run block, he didn't like you very much.
Really?
So you had to do all the dirty work.
What was it like your time with Belichick?
I think it was a good time in my life at that point, to be on that team. Because, I would say, it's a different kind of place, than any other place I've been. It's strictly business. And if you don't follow the rules, or you don't do what's asked upon you, they'll replace you very quickly.
You're having an outstanding offseason and training camp, and in my opinion. And, when we were at Winter Park and it's organized team activities and minicamp, hey, there's Michael running with the threes. Hey, there's Michael running with the threes and the twos. It's changed a little bit here with pads on, and it's my pleasure to be this close to the action and watch you do what you do, because I didn't get a chance to see it on a daily basis when you were in Arizona. So it's going to work out well for you, and you're going to help this team win a lot of games. But you got to wait 4 games, and that's going to be tough, right?
Yeah. So, that's what they brought up, the 4-game suspension. But I'm going to keep working, and I'm going to have my playbook with me, and I'm going to have my strength coach and my trainer with me, calling out the plays, doing every single thing that I do.
Yep.
So when I do come back, I'm ready to roll.
So you – the preseason, man, it's like a playoff run for you, right? We're going to Buffalo, and you think it's the NFC title game.
Oh, yeah. I'm going out there to play. I love this game so much that, every game is, kind of exposure.
Yeah.
And I think some of the guys out here, they might be running with the threes. Some of the younger guys, I'm like, hey, like, you better get, comfortable with that quarterback, because he sees you making plays in practice. That's the only guy he's going to throw to in the game.
Right.
So, you just got to get comfortable, form a good relationship with that quarterback, and have a good preseason.
I know Carson Palmer is older than Sam Bradford, but neither one of them are the most mobile quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. Do you? And Carson has achieved at a very high level. What can you compare Carson when he was on top of his game to like Sam and how they play?
They're very accurate. They deliver balls that not too many quarterbacks can do, and that's what you want to see in your quarterback. Just when you think the guy's out open, they both put it in places where you have the ability to catch the ball, and nobody does. So I like that out of both.
David Johnson might be the best overall running back in the NFL, catching, running, picking up the blitz, the whole thing. Dalvin Cook, Dalvin catches it, he runs it, he's fast, got this design cutback thing to the running game where when he plants that foot and goes, it's stylistically beautiful. What do you think of Dalvin?
Great player, talented, very talented. Whenever you have some guy like that in the backfield, it makes you want to be better, in the run blocking, because you never know when that guy can spring a ball, outside and go the distance.
Yep.
So, when you got a guy like that in the backfield, it's a great thing to see.
Last one, Michael Floyd, 9 to noon.
Time for two more?
Being back here, for sure. Being back here in your home state, whether it's professionally, emotionally, spiritually, anything. How great is it to have this support system around you to help you accomplish everything you want to get?
It's great. You know, I think, you know, I landed here for a reason. You know, it's easier for my family. I got guys on the teams I've been known for 10 years or more. You know, it's just a great group of guys, great organization. My family's here. They already been down here, you know, 3 times to come see me. I didn't have to spend any money on flights. So I think it's great that I'm here. I'm excited to be here and,
yeah.
You know, getting ready for the upcoming season.
Last one. you played in the NFL golf tournament a while back, I think last year. You guys cheated. At the end, they turned the score in. You guys weren't in the playoff, and all of a sudden you turned a new score in because you said the guy didn't play with you guys. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
So can you admit now, was that truly the guy, or did you guys try to, like, fluff the score to get into the finals?
No, that was truly the guy. But it doesn't really matter because we sucked off the tee.
Right, so. I was going to say, yeah, because you guys ended up, like, in a house in Bear Path somewhere in Eden Prairie.
Right, so.
Yes, it was terrible. Shanked it left twice. So.
See, I was mad at Michael Floyd for a good, like, week because I'm like, man, we had a chance to be in the playoff, and then all of a sudden I look up on the leaderboard,
yep.
And I'm like, how did Floyd's team, they were just,
damn.
Like, sixth.
Because he's, you know, good, man. He's an athlete.
Jumped to fourth. Yeah, you know, but it happens. So,
hey,
no.
September 11th, I got a mustache for you, big curly wig, nice trench coat, because you're going to take a chance and sit in the booth next to me to watch the team beat Adrian Peterson. We're going to sneak you out the back door, all right?
All right.
I'm playing with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate
you, Michael. Right. God
Thank
bless
luck,
you,
man.
And best of luck, all right?
Thank
all
you.
Right. Michael Floyd, 9 to noon.